beyond the green and into the grace. Sharing my life with you, yours truly, Hyphenated Grace. I know I am not young anymore, for the simple reason that I have memories of my youth, of being young and confused, of being hysterical, of questioning myself, of going through tumultuous times, of struggling to stay afloat, of asking myself if my decisions are right, of being heartbroken, of being completely crushed by sorrow, of being miserable, of enjoying the roller coaster of emotions, of crushing over handsome strangers, and of course, of being completely lost. Amidst all this turmoil, there was only one thing that mattered: the people whom I loved dearly. It was quite easy. You just be there for them when they need you the most. You make that call to them and remain silent while they cry and pour their heart out. I have realized most often you don't even have to listen keenly to all the ranting. I just made sure I was there. Friends who went through phases of illness saw me frequently, visiting them to chat and help them forget the pain in meaningless chatter. I know sometimes you may not hear from them later, or over time they may just vanish from your life. But it is easy to be there for your loved ones. It is simple and requires not a lot of determination. Over the years, some of them just drifted away, but some of them remained with me. I can tell you for sure, they are the people I have gathered, the stories I will be narrating, the pebbles that mark the story of my life. It was also about the people who gathered around me when I needed shoulders to rest my weary head, when I needed a sympathetic ear or a hand to hold on to, while my loved ones said goodbye. There have been people who made that one phone call when I felt that there was nothing ahead of me but a black hole, when I could think of nothing, see no brightness to light up my way ahead. I have heard my doorbell ring, and the next couple of hours would be a journey back from despair with a loved one holding me firm. I have made sure that I have them along with me, even when they wander away from you sometimes. Have you been gathering these pebbles too? Have you been investing yourself in relationships that are not transactional in nature? Do you keep count of the number of times you have helped them? I hope not. I hope you are planting those pots, filling them with love and care and compassion. I hope you will have enough flowers blooming around you as your life reaches the last lap and you are ready to leave forever.